At this time, I have asked Bill Mills to share a little bit about Rick. And Bill is not only a good friend of Rick, but also the chair of our LBA or leadership here at the church. So, Rick, the floor is yours.
Anybody know John 11:35? Jesus wept. Anybody weep recently? Yeah, we should, right? We're all here today in part because of Rick. Some of you are going to say, but I never met him. No, some of you haven't. But Rick helped create who we are at Hillside. Rick helped create many of us who we are. Rick helped create the church that Pastor Dan and Pastor Becky came to because of our authenticity. That was Rick. Pretty big shoes to fill. All right, Rick, that one's for you. Okay. There are parts about Rick that we loved, parts about Rick that we all didn't like. Some people loved his jokes. Some people didn't like his jokes. But Rick was who Rick was. Rick helped us to become who we are. Rick was our shepherd. And guys, sorry, ladies, this one's for the guys. Guys, anybody question what it means to maintain your wedding vows and how to treat your wife and how to die for your wife? Look at Rick. We fall short. Ladies, you also fall short because we all fall short. But as we remember Rick, remember who he was, remember the smile on his face, remember the smile on his face up till he died. He was praising God. He was thanking God. He was thrilled to be who he was and where he was, although he didn't always understand it, and we won't understand it. He now knows. We don't. I'm very jealous, but we still have work to do here. Rick was a walking miracle up till his death, because he should have been dead about a year ago, but God wasn't finished with him yet. I pray God isn't finished with us. So there will be a memorial service here sometime, most likely later this month, and we'll let everybody know about that when it comes.